Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, happy Friday to you. It is September 11th, a day that we will never forget. And we're going to move on with Jeff Pitts. As a matter of fact, he's the managing editor of City View Magazine. We're going to be talking about, well, stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you here, sir.
Good to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Let's rock and roll, because I got a date here in just a few minutes. Yikes.
You do. You do. What do you got coming up?
What do I have? I'm doing a presentation.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello?
Don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. Let's. September 11th, the day we'll never forget,
right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ankeny Fire Department's putting on a remembrance ceremony. Although that was nice. You can join virtually if you find them on Facebook. They'll be having moment of silence with the bells ceremony, and I'll be honoring the lost lives of the fire service and law enforcement individuals and civilians.
Very nice.
This historic day.
Yeah.
Where were you, Michael?
I was on the farm. I was writing an article for the magazine that I was editor of, and had the TV on in the background and saw it happen. So it was, it was stunning. Still with me to this day. First thing I thought about this morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
All right. Elsewhere, what else you got? sorry to rush you, but I got to get going.
Next up, King and Country Live Drive-In Concert at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. So people are getting creative. This Christian music concert. They're big in the country, in the Christian music scene, if you follow that. Obviously, concerts are tough now, so they're doing these drive-in things, and it'll be out at the fairgrounds.
Got it.
Concert begins at 8.
And that's tonight?
That's tonight,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Also, Noche is having an event, Jazz, Jewels, and Jeans.
Jazz, Jewels, and Jeans. That sounds fun.
Benefiting life-changing programs of Oak Ridge neighborhood. So, Max Wellman Quartet will be playing, among others, and they'll be taking donations.
Got it.
Renaissance Fair again this weekend.
Still going on, huh?
Yeah, this is the Royals, Roundtables, and Rogues. I'm sure you can relate.
To all of those, yes.
NFL football started last night.
You know, I missed it. I missed
more
it.
This weekend.
I missed
did you
it.
Miss
yeah,
it?
I did. I just blew it off. I don't know.
Yeah, you missed out. The
Kansas
Patrick
City
Mahomes
won.
Mahomes is truly something else. So, and he's on my fantasy team. So
very nice.
I was cheering loudly. Anyway, there'll be more NFL this weekend. Also, the Iowa State Cyclones take the field against Louisiana. You can catch it on TV, I guess. I don't think they're allowing fans.
That's correct, yeah.
Living History Farms on Saturday welcomes dogs to the museum. Who let the dogs out, Michael?
I tell you what, I should go because,
bring your well-behaved pup. to walk through the 1876 town of Walnut Hill and meet the puppies from Puppy Jake Foundation.
Puppy Jake.
Good
folks.
Yeah.
I was on a flight with Puppy Jake folks to Phoenix.
Is that right?
In January. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Dogs or just people?
Dogs. No, dogs and people. Yeah. Well behaved.
Those are the best kind.
That's right. I wouldn't know anything about that, but yeah.
All right. Starting next week in Ames at the Stevens Auditorium on the Lawn series on Tuesday, the Goldfinch Room. So a guy named Matt Woods is going to be playing.
Okay.
Shows start at 5:30. And this is on the lawn, socially distanced and all that good stuff.
Very nice.
Kind of sounded fun.
Ames,
Iowa. Let's see. Also, movies are back, like we talked about last week. I got a couple couple things playing at the Johnson AMC. I'm kind of spreading it, spreading the love around.
There you go.
Do you know what's playing in theaters right now?
I have no idea. No.
Well, I watched a couple trailers. We've got Russell Crowe stars in Unhinged. Have you seen this?
No.
It's so Russell Crowe's a guy who is having a bad day. And he gets cut off in traffic.
And he becomes unhinged.
Unhinged.
All right.
That's right.
It's kind of like my day.
He gives the lady a chance to say she's sorry, and she won't do it. And so this bro, he attempts to teach the stranger how to say I'm sorry through violence and retribution.
Nice. Gee whiz.
You get road rage?
No. No, I don't go anywhere anymore. So, you know.
That's true.
I go nowhere.
It's one benefit of COVID.
It is, you know.
Glass half full.
Right. No gasoline usage for me.
That's right. Food Truck Thursdays is going on downtown at the Iowa Event Center parking lot on Thursday.
Okay.
This will also be going on the week following, but it's from 4 to 8. They'll have all the various, not all of them, but they have food trucks there. Sounds like a good time. And then also Thursday, back to Noche. Thursday evenings, they're doing a new Sinatra review.
Nice.
You like Sinatra?
I do like Sinatra, yes.
Yeah. Does anyone not like Sinatra?
I'm sure that there are.
There's people that don't like him. Does anyone hate him?
I want to say, and this is kind of odd, but my mother, may she rest in peace, I don't think she liked him. And it was really weird because, you know, she was a singer in the big bands back in the day in Chicago. But I just don't know. But, yeah, she's, you know, not a huge disparaging remarks about him, but she didn't much care for the guy.
She didn't care for
him. No. Oh, well. But, yeah, I enjoy Sinatra. As a matter of fact, not long ago, I saw, I think it was on Netflix, there was a documentary about Frank Sinatra, which very interesting.
Interesting man, interesting life.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I should say we just got word that Valley Junction Saturday events have been canceled.
Really?
For the COVID thing. The Junkin' in the Junction and the Art.
Done, huh? Not doing it. So wow.
That'll be off. I think the Arts Festival has gone online. So you can find them on Facebook and check that out.
Got it. Wow.
And they are still having their farmers markets on Thursdays. So at least as of now. So.
Yeah. Things change all the time.
Yeah. Ever-changing world.
I know.
That's all we got.
All right, sir. I do. Yeah, I sort of got it. Holy cow. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Thank you so much for doing this, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
All right, that's a wrap for today and for this week. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby, the guy that does the sales and marketing, you better get busy. Also, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.